High School Basketball, presented by John Wayne Service Company, is on the air. TexasSportsProductions.com brings you our 24th year of the best in San Antonio area high school basketball. This broadcast is being brought to you by John Wayne Service Company, Frost Bank, North Park Lexus, Thomas J. Henry Injury Attorneys, Kalig Automotive Group, Sports Medicine Associates, Mission Open Air Market, Alamo Colleges District, Pick and Pull, Branded Tees, Awards Mart, and by Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance. Also by these Alamo Heights supporters, Parker Plaza, Order Up Pizza, and Offenheiser Insurance. And now, let's go to the game on TexasSportsProductions.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the University of Incarnate Word. I'm Dave Parker, alongside Mark Supase and Danny Porch. Still missing tonight is David Klaus, the Hall of Famer. We're hoping that he gets back very soon. Well, Mark, what do you think?
Well, it's a wrap-up to the regular season for the Mules and a chance for them to go in to the playoffs on a winning note here against the Edison Bears tonight. Mules, of course, had a really nice 10-point win over...
Sam Houston.
Sorry, Sam Houston. I was going to say Breckenridge earlier last week. And so that pretty much locks up second place for them. I think there's mathematically a way they could lose tonight and have those two teams win, and then it'd be a three-way tie. But basically, they're going to be second in the district, and that bodes well going into the postseason.
Danny? Wait a minute.
Oh.
Start over, please.
Okay, they got to maintain the momentum that they got going on Friday night because it was a raucous atmosphere at Sam Houston. The guys played a really good basketball game, especially under the circumstances and with the importance of that game. Now, tonight, they just need to come out and make sure that they maintain that momentum, stay in a positive frame of mind heading into the playoffs.
You know, this district is not an easy basketball district. Last year, the Edison Bears won both of the ball games.
Yeah, I mean, you can't take anybody for granted, even here at the end of the season. I mean, you don't want to have a letdown. Edison would love nothing more than to wrap up their season with another victory. They just got their first district win. 49-36 over Fox Tech to break a 10-game losing streak 2 games ago. So you know they'd love to get one here tonight. So Mules got to be on their guard.
Yeah, and the thing about Edison is they're starting 3 freshmen. So if the Mules come out and do what they're supposed to do,
they should win.
They should take care of business tonight.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll hear from both coaches. You're listening to High School Basketball presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
Hi, I'm Dave Parker, and I'm thrilled to announce the opening at Parker Plaza in 09. My son Clint and I have been a part of the Alum Heights community for a long time and are happy to bring luxury apartments to the area at the gates of Fort Sam Houston. They are spacious and fit the high standards expected in Terrell Hills and Alamo Heights. Please call 210-602-3784 for more information or visit our website at parkerplazain09.com.
Reputation, it defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 5,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. John Wayne Service Company. Our reputation is in every truck. 293-6700.
License number TACLX 1785C.
This is Bobby Stotzenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
I'm here at the year's hottest stag pool party.
Put your antlers up!
Where? Some poor guy's backyard. These stags are bringing down the house. Seriously, deer are ripping holes in the pool cover. They're trampling patio furniture. And all the damage was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Stag Pool Party, October 27th, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
The most important team member isn't always playing in the game. Sometimes they hold a clipboard on the sideline. A good coach doesn't just call plays. They instill confidence in the individual and help the team overcome adversity. At Frost, we believe that good coaching in your financial life can accomplish the same thing. After all, if we believe in you and you believe in you, anything is possible. Frost. Opt for optimism.
You need t-shirts for your club? You need custom uniforms for your sports teams? Call Branded Tees at 210-532-4212. From political t-shirts, bumper stickers, banners, and signs, to youth sporting uniforms for football, basketball, baseball, softball, and soccer, Branded Tees is your choice. With Branded Tees, you get free estimates, no hidden or extra charges, and even design assistance. Stop by Branded Tees at 1720 South Bressa Street or call them at 210-532-4212. Also, check them out online at brandedts.com.
When you choose a Lexus, you're choosing to experience luxury ownership. As a member of the North Park Lexus family, you'll have access to superior resort-style amenities and exceptional warranties, plus award-winning customer satisfaction. So why settle for less than a Lexus? Experience Lexus the North Park way. A J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience and a proud member of the Kaleg Auto Group. I-10 at Dominion Drive or online at northparklexus@dominion.com. For J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence information, visit jdpower.com/DOE.
Pick and Pull is home of the lowest parts price. We even match competitors' gimmicky discounts. But what good is a discount if they don't have the parts you need? Pick and Pull has the largest inventory in South Texas. Thousands more parts cars, millions more car parts than others. Need extra cash to pay bills? Pick and Pull will buy your old car for cash, running or not, and will pick it up for free. We buy more because we pay more. Go to pickandpullsa.com for more info. Pick and Pull, the parts you need at a price you can afford.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word, it's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today. 293-6700.
License number TXCLA 1785C.
This is Bobby Stotzenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
Can you hear it?
No.
Go ahead. All right, we're back at Incarnate Word. The Mules taking on the Edison Bears this evening. We've got a little while before tip-off still. We're working to get those pregame interviews up for you from the coaches. Mules, of course, as we mentioned earlier, they've won 7 of 8, including that huge 10-point win on the road against Sam Houston on Friday. Their only loss over those last 8 was a 10-point loss to Breckenridge the week before. So Mules, with the win tonight, absolutely clinched second place outright. And let's go to those interviews now. Let's see if we can get the interviews. We're going to check on that now.
Hello, this is Dave Parker from the University of Incarnate Word, sitting alongside the coach Andrew Brewer of the Almont Mules. They prepare to match up with the Edison Bears tonight. Well, you had a good victory against Sam Houston.
Well, we had a terrific week last week. You know, when you have Brack, Highland, Sam all in a row, and we get 2 out of 3, you got to be pretty happy about that. So guys played their guts out against Highlands, played their guts out against Sam Houston and Sam Houston the other night. So, I'm really proud of them. They're really showing some growth and hopefully peaking at the right time.
All right. These Edison Bears come in with not that great a record, which is always scary.
Well, our kids know, since they swept us last year, not to take anybody lightly. And it was almost the first thing we said at the end of the Sam Houston game, that, hey, we're not going to take Edison lightly. They're very well coached. We scout the teams very well, so they know a lot of our sets. They're going to execute like crazy, and it was a battle last time. We ended up pushing it to 20 in the end, but it was a tough night. It was a tough fight for us, first round.
And we'll talk about the playoffs afterwards. You are sure to be in the playoffs. We just don't know exactly who.
Right.
But that's exciting.
No, it's really exciting. I mean, it's our 13th year in a row. And you think about 13 years making the playoffs. I mean, it's a lot of dudes, a lot of teams, a lot of adversity you had to battle back from.
Washington Cowboys. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys have liked that record.
Oh, man. Yeah, for sure. I'm really proud of our guys. And, it'll be nice to – we got to do a couple things. We got to honor our parents. We got to honor our seniors. We got to win this game. And then we can start thinking about playoffs. But hopefully in about 2 hours we can do all – so we've done all that and get ready for whoever it is.
All right, two things you want to do tonight for sure.
For sure, we got to box out and limit teams to one shot per possession. That was the big thing at halftime against Sam Houston. I asked the guys how many times did they score on their first shot per possession? I don't think it was any times in the first half. So we gotta really box out and limit turnovers. Keep turnovers under 12, and I think I like our chances.
All right, Coach. I know you do well. You always do. This has been Dave Parker on the Texas Sports Production.
Every 2 minutes in the U.S., someone is injured in a drunk driving crash. Nearly one-third of all traffic deaths in the U.S. are caused by drunk drivers. If you're hurt in a drunk driving accident, an experienced attorney can help you assess the damage and help recover maximum compensation for your injuries. Thomas J. Henry has significant experience in handling auto accident cases involving impaired or drunk drivers. Call now, 210-656-1000, San Antonio and Corpus Christi, Texas.
Daniel the Deer danced everywhere. He pranced through fields and jigged through rivers. Then he saw it. What a stage! A place no deer had dared dance before. The hood of a brand new car.
Hey, my car!
And the car was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Deer Dance Floor, December 1st, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000. Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
North Park Lincoln is a proud supporter of high school athletics, and we're excited about the 2020 Lincoln Aviator. If you like the luxuriousness of Navigator, but prefer something a little bit smaller, the all-new three-row Aviator may be for you. North Park Lincoln is a J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience, and our staff is committed to welcoming you always with a smile and our transparent, no-hassle posted pricing. We're North Park Lincoln, online at nplincoln.com. For J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence information, visit jdpower.com/DOE.
Coach from Edison, Martin what?
Cardenas.
Martin Cardenas.
Yes, sir.
One of the Cardenas boys. So, talk to me about this season.
It's been a learning experience, to say the least. We've really young group of four guys that we have. We have three freshmen at this point. So, at this point, it's just understanding where we fit in as a team, as a group, and looking at the strengths and weaknesses, what to do to get better for the next season.
You know, you come in tonight, and you played the Heights tough the first time.
Yes, sir, we did. We did. We've had a couple of good games since last year. Last year, we played them twice. We played them good again. And then this year, we thought we had their number. Unfortunately, we didn't. But the kids are playing good.
All right, so tell me what you want to do tonight.
Oh, man, today I just want to take every possession that we have and just take our time and be patient with the ball and stay disciplined on the defensive side.
What scares you about these mules? Maybe that's not a good word. What are your concerns?
They're disciplined, both on the offensive side and defensive side. They're well coached. They don't rush, take bad shots at all. They're very unselfish team, and all those qualities just makes any type of team dangerous to play against.
All right, Coach, I know you do well. You always do. This has been Dave Parker on Texas Sports Productions.
Hi, folks. Joe O'Dolly here with the Mission Open Air Market.
As you know, high school football is a major part of this community, just like the Mission Open Air Market has been over 35 years. Remember, that's the Mission Open Air Market, the king of bargains. We've got acres and acres of new and used merchandise and thousands of shoppers. So remember, we're open every Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the corner of Morrison Boulevard and Southeast Loop 410, and I'll see you here.
When injuries happen, you want an experienced physician. At the Sports Medicine Associates of SA, our primary goal is to provide you with the highest level of orthopedic care with compassion and understanding. Whether you're in your prime or just want to maintain an active lifestyle, our promise, every athlete, every injury, means we are committed to ensuring each decision is made in your best interest. Sports Medicine Associates of SA has several locations. Give us a call, 210-699-8326, to take the first step on your path to recovery.
San Antonio College, one of the oldest and largest single-campus community colleges in Texas, serves nearly 20,000 students each semester with a variety of different programs from nursing, journalism, fine arts, and American Sign Language, just to name a few. For more than 90 years, SAC has been a pillar of excellence, offering students the opportunity to get a quality college education at an affordable price. Learn more online at alamo.edu/SAC or check them out on Facebook.
The most important team member isn't always playing in the game. Sometimes they hold a clipboard on the sideline. A good coach doesn't just call plays. They instill confidence in the individual and help the team overcome adversity. At Frost, we believe that good coaching in your financial life can accomplish the same thing. After all, if we believe in you and you believe in you, anything is possible. Frost. Opt for optimism.
When you choose a Lexus, you're choosing to experience luxury ownership. As a member of the North Park Lexus family, you'll have access to superior resort-style amenities and exceptional warranties, plus award-winning customer satisfaction. So why settle for less than a Lexus? Experience Lexus the North Park way. A J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience and a proud member of the Kaelig Auto Group. I-10 at Dominion Drive or online at northparklexus@dominion.com. For J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence information, visit jdpower.com/DOE.
Unity.
Welcome back to the University of Incarnate Word. Dave Parker here with Mark Supase along with Danny Porch. We have Parents Night tonight. And Danny, this has got to be special to you in some minute ways. A lot of these kids you had as first graders.
Yeah, there's a lot of them here. They're introducing Barrett Miller right now, and he was a first grader with me. Then Milo Langmore right behind him. He was one of mine, as well as Harrison Anthus and Brayton Jacobs.
Tell them where you coach and teach.
Well, I'm at Woodridge Elementary there in Alamo Heights. Been at that school for 29 years. I've been in the district 35. So a lot of times I see not only the kids, I see the parents who I also coached when I was coming through here. So, yeah, I've had a lot of experience with these guys. It's kind of fun to watch and see them grow up. You know, they leave me in fifth grade, and one of the things that I tell them is that I'm around all the time, and I want to see you doing something. And I don't care if that's marching in the band, kicking up in the Spurs, performing in the plays. I don't care what you do. Find something, because when you leave high school 20 years from now, you're going to remember the something more than you're going to remember the school. Yes. And that's what I tell them, and so it's kind of reinforcing to see them actually out here doing that.
That is awesome. Mark, where did you go to high school? We don't even know that.
Well, I went to Clark High School here in San Antonio. And
a Cougar.
I was a Cougar. But, you know, I had a lot of friends here at Alamo Heights High School. I went to church in Alamo Heights, and so I had a lot of friends from my youth group, and I spent a lot of time around Alamo Heights High School. So it's always been kind of my adopted high school. Now my kids go here, and it's cool to see this tonight. This is kind of part of the pageantry of high school athletics, as you honor your seniors. These kids have put in a lot of hours of practice and playing, and the parents have driven them countless times to practices and games, and you know all over the place. So it's a neat opportunity to honor them tonight and see the crowd appreciate all they've done. The moms are getting bouquets of blue and gold flowers tonight, and really just a neat thing here as we get ready to kick off or tip off the final game of the season.
I'm a little concerned here, Dave. They got 15 minutes on the clock over there, so I'm wondering if they're going to come back and have a warm-up after this this parents' night. We may have to do a lot of talking tonight.
Yeah, we may have to, and that may happen. That's kind of what they said, but we had an air time scheduled for 5:40, so we had to go on the air.
Yeah, I got you.
So, you know, one of the things that is interesting is Mary Candy out there taking pictures, Dulcie Design Photography. Go see her at dulciedesignphotography.com. She is around for everything. You have to get, you know, during football season, she takes a picture from the football field of us in the booth.
Does she
and
really?
It's an amazing,
wow,
amazing picture.
Well, she's the one that's probably out there at the football games on senior night when we kick the season off, and I have to read 8,000 names as the PA announcer. So.
Well, that's why you get the big bucks.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
So, all right. Well, the Edison Bears are come back out on the court. Let's take a break, and then we'll come back with the keys to victory, brought to you by North Park Lexus. We're here on the Frost Bank pregame show. You're listening to high school basketball, presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
For your club, you need custom uniforms for your sports teams? Call Branded Tees at 210-532-4212. From political t-shirts, bumper stickers, banners, and signs, to youth sporting uniforms for football, basketball, baseball, softball, and soccer, Branded Tees is your choice. With Branded Tees, you get free estimates, no hidden or extra charges, and even design assistance. Stop by Branded Tees at 1720 South Podesta Street or call them at 210-532-4212. Also, check them out online at brandedts.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Parker, and I'm thrilled to announce the opening at Parker Plaza in 09. My son Clint and I have been a part of the Alum Heights community for a long time and are happy to bring luxury apartments to the area at the gates of Fort Sam Houston. They are spacious and fit the high standards expected in Terrell Hills and Alamo Heights. Please call 210-602-3784 for more information or visit our website at parkerplazain09.com.
This is Bobby Stotzenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
Reputation, it defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 5,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. John Wayne Service Company, our reputation is in every truck. 293-6700.
License number 2ACLX-1785C.
The sinister cries haunted Mary through the night. Dawn neared, and still the voice tormented her. She ran towards the safety of her car, flung open the door, and a coyote had somehow gotten locked inside. But the damaged interior was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Coyote Carpool, August 1st, 2015. Talk to a Farmers agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000. Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
Pick and pull.
Welcome back, everyone. We're at the University of Incarnate Word tonight. We're kind of the mobile team, Danny. We kind of go from gym to gym. We're a vagabond.
Yeah, this is our senior night, and we're playing in a gym we hadn't played in all year. but it is nice. It's a nice place. The girls did theirs here the other night when they finished up their season.
Well, and, you know, Dr. Blake, who is the president of the University of Incarnate Word, his son played baseball for us last year. So that's also a good relationship, and it's certainly a good locale.
Yeah, other than parking, it's a great facility to play in.
Yeah, if you get here early like I did, then I was okay, but that was something. All right, Mark, keys to victory tonight brought to you by North Park Lexus.
Well, you know, Coach was talking about a couple things. He talked about, you know, limiting them to one shot, blocking out, and I think that's just good sound basketball, you know, whoever you're playing. But against a team like Edison, you don't want to give them two, three, four chances at the bucket. And when you're on offense, you know, you want to make sure you're giving yourself extra chances if you miss. So that's going to be fundamental. I think just for the Mules, like, they should win this game. They've got more talent. They've got way more experience, and I think that should come through. So I think it's just don't play, you know, beyond yourself. Don't try to do things you haven't done all year. Play your game. Play smart. Move the ball well. Take good shots, and I think you'll win. You know, it's interesting. We talk about the experience. You look at the roster. 9 of the 11 kids listed on the varsity roster are seniors. So, you know, we're going to have a massive turnover of talent going into next season. You're going to have a lot of kids coming up off JV. So this is really kind of the end of a chapter in Alamo Heights Mules basketball in terms of a completely new face on this team. So I'd love to see this team go out and just play its game tonight and get another victory.
Well, I tell you, the JV had a heck of a season. They are really an outstanding team. Danny, you might talk to that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what their record was, but every time I saw them play, they were winning. And Coach Moore, you know, coached at Cole for so long, and actually Coach Shaq. Well, he doesn't have a Shaq on that team. He has a bunch of kids that are about the same size. And all they do is execute and play. And they play really hard. So those kids will be ready, and they'll be prepared to come up and carry on the tradition that's been here. Like he said, this is 13 straight years of the playoffs going in, which is a tremendous record.
Well, and I think also that a few of those kids could have played on this team if there was room for them.
There were a couple of those kids that obviously could have played at this level, but they needed to be on the court. And if they were on the varsity, they wouldn't have gotten on the court, you know, 3 or 4 minutes a game. And now they're playing, you know, 20, 25 minutes a game out there, and they're going to be better prepared and more ready for next season because of the tutelage of Coach Moore and the playing time.
Yeah, I tell you what, Coach Moore is sort of a legend of the game. So, and he's a tough one, too.
Yeah, he doesn't let them get away with much. He's very... He's on them. The other night I was sitting right beside him doing the books, and he told him something about being in the lane on defense. And I said, didn't you say that in the first game? And he turned around to his players, and he says, did y'all hear Coach Porch? He heard it the first game. Why am I still having to say it? So, you know, he never lets them get away with stuff.
You know, and Cole High School has another Shaq.
Do they?
And I heard something today that I do not like to hear, that Cornerstone's been recruiting him.
Really?
And I don't know. You may have people that go to Cornerstone, and it might be your church and all that, but I think that ruins neighborhood high school basketball.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Frost Bank Pregame Show, presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
Home of the lowest park price, we even match competitors' gimmicky discounts. But what good is a discount if they don't have the parts you need? Pick and Pull has the largest inventory in South Texas. Thousands more parts cars, millions more car parts than others. Need extra cash to pay bills? Pick and Pull will buy your old car for cash, running or not, and will pick it up for free. We buy more because we pay more. Go to pickandpullsa.com for more info. Pick and Pull, the parts you need at a price you can afford.
Hello and welcome back to the University of Incarnate Word Gym. You know, insurance should come from a friend, someone you trust, someone local, someone that's been around and knows what they're doing. You know, you have a lot of things that you love and you want to, the reason why you insure them is that you want to be trustworthy. You want to know that if something happens, you don't want to use insurance, you just want to have it there. And Oppenheiser & Company has been doing that since 1882. 2 years after Danny was born. And you need to give John Hanna a call at 210-787-1110 or Ross Armone to either one. Or just go by and see him at 5701 Broadway Suite 103 San Antonio, Texas 78209. Talk to me about something that I really want to hear.
Well, I think where you're going, Dave, is Order Up. And, you know, Order Up is, look, let's face it, February is still one of those months in San Antonio where you get some cold nights. And nothing is better on a cold night than a fresh, hot pizza right out of the oven, maybe paired with the beverage of your choice, maybe an adult beverage of your choice. They've got those, too. Treat yourself right. Head over to Order Up. They're right there in the Lincoln Heights Shopping Center, right on the corner there next to the HEB. Go in. Customize a pizza, maybe sit down with a cold brew, They got the TVs on with the games. And just enjoy your evening.
Cold brew of root beer.
Right, a root beer is what I meant to say. But go and enjoy that. It's a great place to just hang out. Great place to take the kids. A great place to go on a date night or just by yourself and just enjoy a good meal. But order up delicious pizza, delicious burgers. We haven't even talked about the burgers. Fresh made, great ingredients. And, of course, their tacos are really can't be beat. Order up right there in Lincoln Heights. Go there tonight. Tell them we sent you. You'll be glad you did. Order up right there, Lincoln Heights Shopping Center.
All right. Thank you, Mark. You know, it's premature to talk about the playoffs before the game's over, but since we've got this extended pregame show due to the parents' night, Danny, Southwest or Somerset probably will be our first-round opponent.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about either one of them, if you want to know the truth.
Well, they're third or fourth place.
You'd rather be second so you play a third or fourth, or second so you play a third. Obviously, you'd like to be first so you play a fourth. But, you know, we could have fallen as far as fourth, and then we would have caught number one out of that district. So your placing is important. So regardless of who the opponent is tonight, this game is important to make sure that you do finish up second.
Well, and this is a situation where the second-round ball game is going to be a tough one. There's no doubt about that one.
Right. I think they go north on that one in the second round.
Wagner.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to go that direction in the second round. So, yeah, you're going to face some tough sledding at that point.
But, you have a situation, Mark, where you have a ball club that has been, you know, kind of down. I mean, face a lot of adversity all year long. They could come up and sneak up on some people.
Sure they could. And I think what I like about them in the playoffs is they are a true team. They can attack you from all angles. They're not a team where you can say, we're going to shut down this guy and make the rest of them beat us. Well, the rest of them have been beating people all season long. You got four guys, really, who can score. And so, you know, if the Mules have a game where they play sound defense, they don't give up easy baseline drives and penetrations into the paint, and then those three-pointers start falling especially. We've seen nights where they can do that. They can hang with anybody. So I think the fact that they are a balanced team maybe gives them a little bit of an advantage in the playoffs because they're harder to scout in some ways in that regard than a team that maybe has one star that you can, you know, double
you shut
in the paint
down,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Friday night, we had a little of a scoring lull in the second and third quarters, and Kobe Love came off the bench, and he scored 14 points in the second and third quarters. He had eight in the second, six more in the third, and that got us to the fourth. And then Jeb took back over with the scoring load, made 8 out of 10 free throws in the fourth quarter, and secured the win. But it was the sixth man that got us to that point. Without Kobe, we would have been in trouble in that game. So I agree with you. We're a team that's got a lot of seniors. And in high school basketball, a senior is a great commodity because they've seen and done just about everything.
Yeah, and these guys have been in the playoffs three previous years probably.
And, well, yes.
Some of them.
Uh-huh.
Well, yes, anybody that was on the varsity has been the three previous years because 13 years in a row, that's
right.
Quite a record.
Yeah, it is, and it's – that's something, too, that I think we can't overlook. It's just playoff experience. Everybody gets a little tighter, a little more nervous. The pressure goes up a little bit. The crowds are maybe a little bigger. It's a little noisier. You're playing away from home, and having a senior-laden roster is gonna. It can't help but help you as you go through the playoffs. So I don't count the Mules out in the second round. I could see them maybe getting an upset there and moving on to the third.
If I'm not mistaken, Charlie and Weston both played the night in the Alamo Dome when we were in a state tournament because that was only 2 years ago.
That's correct.
So we've got two guys out there that have been to the dance and would love to go back.
They sure as heck would.
I'm not going to say make that prediction at this point in time, but I'm just saying that we do have two guys.
Let me just tell you what, there's three broadcasters right here that would love to go to the dance.
That's true.
All right, you're listening to High School Basketball on the Frostbank pregame show presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
North Park Mazda is the number one Mazda dealer in San Antonio and a proud recipient of the J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence for Customer Sales Experience. To get low Kalig Auto Group posted pricing with North Park Mazda's sales and service excellence, just visit us at our modern, friendly, and convenient location at 9333 San Pedro. North Park Mazda, proud supporters of high school athletics. For J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence information, visit jdpower.com/DOE. Based on new and certified pre-owned Mazda sales in 2018 from MNAO.
Both North Park Lexus of San Antonio and North Park Lexus of Dominion have earned the prestigious Elite of Lexus Award every year in business. That's 23 straight years of excellence for North Park Lexus of San Antonio. Visit either North Park Lexus location and test drive the completely redesigned 2019 ES350, featuring a modern, elegant design with a lower, more aggressive stance. Choose from a powerful yet fuel-efficient hybrid or a 350-horsepower V6, or for the first time ever, an F-Sport model. North Park Lexus, proud supporters of high school athletics.
Hi folks, Joel Dollar here with the Mission Open Air Market. As you know, high school football is a major part of this community, just like the Mission Open Air Market has been over 35 years. Remember, that's the Mission Open Air Market, the king of bargains. We've got acres and acres of new and used merchandise and thousands of shoppers. So remember, we're open every Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the corner of Morrison Boulevard and Southeast Loop 410, and I'll see you here.
San Antonio College, one of the oldest and largest single-campus community colleges in Texas, serves nearly 20,000 students each semester with a variety of different programs from nursing, journalism, fine arts, and American Sign Language, just to name a few. For more than 90 years, SAC has been a pillar of excellence, offering students the opportunity to get a quality college education at an affordable price. Learn more online at alamo.edu/SAC or check them out on Facebook.
When injuries happen, you want an experienced physician. At the Sports Medicine Associates of SA, our primary goal is to provide you with the highest level of orthopedic care with compassion and understanding. Whether you're in your prime or just want to maintain an active lifestyle, our promise, every athlete, every injury, means we are committed to ensuring each decision is made in your best interest. Sports Medicine Associates of SA has several locations. Give us a call, 210-699-8326, to take the first step on your path to recovery.
Welcome back. Game tonight from the University of Incarnate Word. And between the Edison Golden Bears, not just the Bears.
They're Golden Bears.
These are the Golden Bears.
That's right.
And the Alamo Heights Mules, they're just the Mules. They're not just the Mules, are they, Danny?
Just the Mules.
They're just the Mules.
That's a mule shoot.
Okay.
As far as I know, that's only two in Texas.
There is another one up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but it's not called the Mules, only the Mules. They're called something else. But, Mark, I'll ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you know why they're called the Mules?
You know, I don't know the history on that. I know it's Danny does. He's shaking his head over there. He was there at the founding of the school, so.
I was the water boy.
Well, since I've been here since 1969, I get to tell the story.
You got it.
All right. Muley Fraser was a coach at Alamo Heights, and it really wasn't named after the animal, the mules. A sports writer came out for him, the Express News. Well, it was the San Antonio Light then. And they were playing Jefferson and Alamo Heights were playing, one of the few teams in town. And they didn't have a nickname, so they decided on the Mules.
Well,
Muley Fraser. The original high school was where Cambridge is.
But did they really didn't have a mascot yet?
No.
Wow.
And the horse and buggy would take you from Earl Abel's down Hildebrand and Broadway out to the high school. And there was a trolley that went to right there.
Huh.
All right, so here we go.
Alamo Heights history for you.
And there are those people that say I was there, but it's not true.
Well, we've got some different starters tonight. I think maybe for senior night, coach is putting some different players out on the court to begin the game, it looks like.
Danny, why don't you get the starters?
Okay, for Edison, they're starting Lazarus Zavala, Xavier Byers, Roman Rodriguez, Jesse Mendez, and Isaiah Pena. For the Mules, they're going to start Colby Williams, Barrett Miller, Milo Langmore, Harrison Anthus, and Kobe Love. All five seniors.
All right, we're going to jump it up again. We missed the ball.
Strike one. That's next week.
That's next week. And we will be bringing you Alamo Heights High School Baseball. Frost Bank, that concludes the Frost Bank pregame show. All right. Byers takes it in for Edison as they control the tip. He's covered by Anthus. Shot up and rebounded by Langmore. Langmore brings it up the left side of the court. And goes over to Miller, to Anthus, I'm sorry.
Golden Bears open in a man-to-man defense.
And that goes over to Colby Love. Over to, and takes a shot, does Colby Williams. He misses it. Bears bring it up the left side of the court. Shot goes up by Byers, and it's good. So the Bears take the lead 2-0.
Yeah, Rodriguez hit that bucket. He's their second leading scorer, 12.1 points per game.
All right, so I had the name wrong. Sorry. That goes to and is lost almost out of bounds. It was off of Colby Williams. It's going to be a block called on the Mules, I believe. No, actually it was on the Bears, as that was on Byers. And Milo Langmore to bring it in. And that pass was attempted. It was intended for Colby Williams on the backside pick, but was knocked out of bounds.
Roman Rodriguez, good hustle that time, got a hand in on that pass to deflect it.
And that goes in to Anthus. He misses a shot. And the rebound comes off to Zavala.
Anthus had a good look that time. Nobody rotated, just couldn't get it to go down.
Rodriguez takes a three, and it's good. The Bears take an early 5-0 lead. Pass goes off over to Colby Love. He goes to the bucket, takes a shot. It's no good. And rebounded by Pena. Pena dribbles off the length of the court. Loses it out of bounds. Well, no, he loses it to Colby Love. And then a long pass from Anthus goes awry.
And just a little bit excited that time on the offensive side of things for the Mules. Anthus got a little antsy with it, if you will, and threw it out of bounds.
Anthus was antsy.
Yes, he was.
All right, throw comes over to Pena. Back to Pena in the right wing. Over to Rodriguez. He shoots. No good. And as you said, Rodriguez has been averaging 12.1 points a game. Langmore over to Anthus. So back to Love. Back over to Langmore. Langmore dribbles towards the middle. A screen, an illegal screen, was set there by Colby Williams.
I think Williams kind of leaned into that one just a little bit too much.
And Danny, some subs coming in.
Yeah, Mules check in. They're pretty much regular starting lineup. Charlie DeWitt, Donovan Phillips, Jeb Rizak, and Weston Voss. Colby Love stays on the floor with them.
All right, so bringing the ball up the court is Byers for the Bears. The Bears. Pass over to Pena. Pena dribbling. Over to Rodriguez, back to Rodriguez, Roman Rodriguez. Oh, and that was a carry. He shoots. It's no good, and it's out of bounds. It'll be Mule's ball.
Rodriguez had a good look that time, just outside the free throw line, a little bit short. Mules let it go out of bounds and bring the ball back up the court.
A little confusing on this floor with 3 3-point lines.
Yeah,
ours is the blue.
The shortest one. Voss in with a hook shot. No good. Mule's struggling a little bit.
Mule started off 0 for 4 from the floor so far.
Now pass goes over to Zavala. Zavala over to Rodriguez. He's covered by DeWitt. And DeWitt switches out on Zavala. Pass goes to the right side over to Byers. They reset. They're going to try to slow it down, Omar.
Well, especially with the lead here, there's no reason to be in a hurry, and they want to get a good shot off.
And pass looks inside for Zavala. Nobody there. Back over to Rodriguez, covered by Colby Love. Over to Byers, covered by Voss. DeWitt covering Zavala. Zavala with a spin move, almost goes in, but rebound off to DeWitt. They push it quickly up the court. DeWitt goes the length of the court with a layup, and the Mules are on the board.
Good job just penetrating between two defenders. Got the layup off the glass. Mules on the board here.
So Byers on the right wing. He's covered there by Brysack. Shot goes, is blocked by DeWitt. And lost out of bounds by Brysack. And they say that it was touched by the Bears.
Bears check in Alexis Calderon, number 10.
And Jakely checks in for the Mules. Calderon. All right, dribbling up the court is DeWitt. He's covered there by Rodriguez. Over to Brysack. Voss sets a screen on the high post. Brysack takes a shot. It's no good. Rebound off to Zavala.
Makes you wonder if the unfamiliar gym is affecting their shooting here early.
And somebody underneath the basket was uncontested. That was Calderon.
Yeah, two looks at it.
But he missed two of them. DeWitt. DeWitt traveled, but he gets a foul called.
I think he literally had four defenders hanging on him there, so one of them was bound to foul him and did.
Every once in a while, you get a call. DeWitt to take the 2 point, two free throws.
Zavala was the one they called the foul on, number two.
Okay. DeWitt hits the first of two.
68% free throw shooter on the season is Charlie DeWitt.
Second shot is up and good. 5-4. Mules making a comeback here. Byers takes it down the left wing. Screened by Pena. So the switch is Voss. And Jakely has a mismatch inside on Pena. Although Pena's not the tallest guy in the gym. That might be apparent. Weston Voss covering on Rodriguez. He passes it back out to Calderon. Calderon out to Zavala. Back over to Byers. Byers covered by Jakely. And shot by Rodriguez for three, and boom, it's in.
Well, DeWitt just a little bit slow rotating off the pick that time, enabled him to get the open look, and leads back up to four.
Rodriguez has all 8 points for the Bears.
Over to Jakely. Pass back over to DeWitt into the corner. No good. The shot was up by Donovan Philtips. It's going to be a foul on Jakely.
You know, I think there was so much time before the game, the Mules may have gotten stale just warming up, stopping, warming up again, and it may take them a few minutes to get their legs back.
Pass goes out front to Pena. Pena dribbles to the bucket and shoots between two Mules, Voss and DeWitt, and somehow puts it in.
Well, he got a step on Voss that time, and DeWitt really wasn't able to defend him, and so he got the layup.
Brysack with a runner. Dribble drive. Puts it up. 10-6, favor of the Golden Bears. Back over to Rodriguez. Byers on the right wing has Pena inside on the post. Down to Calderon on the right wing, covered by Brysack. Out to Zavala. Then out to Rodriguez. Rodriguez will shoot that three. Byers shoots a long three. It's no good. Long pass down court to Jakely. He puts it up and in. Beautiful pass. DeWitt has one of the best baseball passes that I've ever seen.
Well, he really does, and it's a great way to just circumvent the entire defense and get it over the top of him.
36 seconds to go here in the first period of play from the Incarnate Word. And we got a block called. Good officiating. They didn't. Both had a double whistle, and both of them were patient. One of the things, they call it a blarge, when you got a block and a charge.
They're waiting to see what the other one was going to call there.
That one was called on Voss.
And nice spin move, and there's going to be a foul, I believe, on Voss again.
Hey, what, Pena is going to be aggressive.
Nope, that's going to be on Jakely.
Yeah. Pena's going to be aggressive here. He is not afraid to make a spin move or a power dribble and go in and force you to defend him. And so he's going to the line here with a chance to give them more than a two-point lead with 28 to go.
Well, Pena is a wide body. Colby Love comes in for Jakely that has two fouls. He's a wide body, sort of a Barkley or a, what's the new kid, Zion?
Yeah, Zion Williamson.
I'll tell you what, that NBA All-Star game the other night was pretty much fun. I mean, I've never seen an All-Star game that I really liked.
Yeah.
24 seconds to go. The Mules will go for the last shot. Over to Bryczak, then to DeWitt. Over to Colby Love. Back to Phillips. Nice screen. Oh, give and go to Voss. So pretty. What
really
a nice pass. He screened and then he rolled to the bucket. 2 seconds to go. Shot is up. It's no good. All right, after one period of play, 11-10 favor of the Golden Bears over the Alamo Heights Mules. From the University of the Incarnate Word, you're listening to High School Basketball presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
In 2016 alone, 2.9 million U.S. workers were injured on the job. Construction, transportation, manufacturing, oil and gas, and agriculture were among the most dangerous industries for workplace accidents. These accidents can cause life-altering injuries and lead to loss of work and income for families. If you were injured in a workplace accident, call Thomas J. Henry today. 210-656-1000. San Antonio, Corpus Christi, Texas.
The most important team member isn't always playing in the game. Sometimes they hold a clipboard on the sideline. A good coach doesn't just call plays. They instill confidence in the individual and help the team overcome adversity. At Frost, we believe that good coaching in your financial life can accomplish the same thing. After all, if we believe in you and you believe in you, anything is possible. Frost, opt for optimism.
Welcome back to the University of Incarnate Word. The end of first period of play here. It's 11-10.
Mules opened up with the first quarter when they shot 4 for 10 from the field and 0 for 1 from the three-point line. Edison only was 4 for 12, but that included a 2 for 7 from the three-point line, and that results in the lead.
All right, so here we go. DeWitt over to Bryczak. Bryczak makes a move, dribble drive, and he's going to be fouled by Calderon. And Calderon didn't agree with the call.
He was kind of riding his back, though, that time, and you just can't do that. Got to give him some space.
A.J. Rios inbounds the ball with DeWitt. Throws it up high to Colby Love, and he steps out of bounds.
We had to lob that pass to him to get it in before the five-second call, and I think he just threw it a little bit too high. When he came down from the jump, he was on the line.
All right, so that's a turnover. And ball goes over to the left wing. That is to Matthew Guerrero, who's entered the ball game for the Bears. Rodriguez over to Ayers. Pena in at the high post. Calderon on the left wing. They're content to take it and take their time going to the bucket. Want to reduce the number of possessions, do the Bears. It's out to their leading scorer, Rodriguez. Byers goes to the bucket. And offensive foul. Weston Voss takes the foul.
Well, that was a really great call, or a really great play there by Voss, because the bucket had gone in, and I was afraid they were going to get an and one. It looked like maybe the guy on the backside might have swiped his arm, but he didn't call it.
That's two on Byers, so they'll get a quick sub with Soto, not Soto, but
Jaden Ghana comes in. You know, that's the difference between the pros and in high school basketball. that basket would have counted in the pros.
Yep.
Kobe Love to the bucket, and he puts it up over Pena, and the Mules take the lead, 12-11.
Nice shot off the glass that time by Kobe Love.
Dribbling on the left wing, over back over to Rodriguez. And it's going to be a foul on Weston Voss.
That foul's on 22, Weston Voss.
What foul is that for him?
His That's his second and the team fifth.
So Kobe Williams will come in for him.
Voss has stepped too late, rotating to the baseline that time. Got called for the block.
Back out to Pena outside to Rodriguez. Over to Guerrero. Pena takes a shot from the left wing, the right wing. Goes back out to Pena after the rebound. Calderon takes a shot. It's no good. It's into Guerrero underneath. That was a double dribble. And over to Pena.
Two consecutive offensive rebounds there. That's one of the things that Coach Brewer wanted to guard against.
And Rodriguez out front, covered by DeWitt. DeWitt probably the best defender on the Mules team. Usually takes an illegal screen there by Matthew Guerrero.
That's the Bears' fifth team foul.
And that was a really good call. I've not seen this official before.
Mules with a chance to take their first lead of the game here with a bucket down 12-11.
Well, they're actually up 12-11.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at it the other way.
Yeah, we're UIW on this score.
All right, we're UIW. Sorry, I'm thinking we're guests.
Goes over to Brysack. He takes a three. Boom, nothing but net. And Edison will take a 30-minute, you're going to take a 30-minute timeout. They need some rest.
That's right. A pregame timeout.
All right. You know, order up right now would be a good choice.
That would be a great chance to maybe at halftime zip over there and get yourself a homemade milkshake or maybe a burger, maybe both. And, you know, take the family with you while you're at it. They got tacos. They've got pizza. They've got burgers. They've got homemade chocolate chip cookies. They've got milkshakes. They've got all kinds of great stuff on their menu, and it's all freshly made. Dave's giving the international symbol for I want a cookie. right now. So be sure to head over to Order Up. Located in the Lincoln Heights Shopping Center, Order Up is delicious food, and they're a big part of the Alamo Heights community.
All right, the Bears inbound, and I'm just savoring an Order Up. Guerrero dribbling up the left side, passes it over to Ghana, over to Pena, back over to Rodriguez, covered there by DeWitt. DeWitt back over to Rodriguez. And Rodriguez trying to dribble around. It's 15-11 in favor of the Mules. Pass over to Guerrero. Pena at the top of the key over to Calderon. Back over to Rodriguez. To Ghana. Ghana dribbles to the basket. He's cut off there by Brysack. And Pena with a good move. The wide body gets into the lane.
Well, we see that aggressiveness from Pena again. Another bucket for him, and he's going to be doing that all night. Mules are going to have to be quick with stepping in front of him and preventing those penetrations.
All right, it's out to Donovan Phillips, over to DeWitt. And Colby Love on the floor as well. He takes the ball. Goes out to Phillips, over to Brysack. Calderon tight on him, knowing that he's a shooter. They tried the give and go. And we're going to have a foul. And that was really Colby Williams. And that was kind of a flop by Pena. If Colby Williams can knock down Pena, who is bigger than him, like that, I don't believe it. I don't believe it, Danny.
Yeah, I don't either, but that's two on Colby. I think they just kind of got tangled up, and Colby was in the worst position of the two.
And Milo Langmore comes in. Bringing the ball up the court for the Bears is Guerrero. He's covered there by Langmore. No, by Donovan Phillips, however. Goes over to Guerrero, and Rodriguez takes a three. It's no good. And rebound by Calderon. And Calderon gets the putback. Got to stop that offensive rebound.
Yeah, he's kind of pulled the ball down from Bryzak and turned around and had an easy little floater for two.
And it's 15 up. And a quick pass outside to Donovan Phillips. He passes on the three. Goes over to DeWitt. Back over to Langmore. Langmore covered there by Ghana. And to Donovan Phillips. Then to Langmore inside to Colby Love. Back over to Bryzak. DeWitt. DeWitt covered there and almost knocked out of bounds. But DeWitt takes a three. It's no good. Oh. And Pena jumps over Bryzak. That's
Well, they're gonna get Pena with the foul. He had a nice head fake that time by Bryzak. Got Pena in the air, and he literally went over him and kind of somersaulted onto the floor. Seems to be okay, but it is a foul.
And they're going to call it on the floor. It looked like it was a shooting foul to me.
Well, he gave a big pump fake, and then he just kind of braced himself for the hit.
Yeah. So maybe it wasn't a shooting foul. All right, DeWitt inbound. Inbounds to Kobe Love, and he gets fouled there by Guerrero. Kobe Love averaging on the year 5.9, but he had a big game, as you said, in the pregame against Sam Houston.
Yeah, had 14 against Sam Houston.
Kobe Love shoots the first free throw. It's short. And out of the game goes Guerrero, and into the game goes Ghana for the Bears. Kobe Love to shoot the second of two. Misses both. And, it goes off of Pena. And that was a good play by Bryzak.
Bryzak just tipped it back over the guy's back and knocked it into his hand.
Lob pass into, and Bryzak tried to go up. But that was into Kobe Love, back to Bryzak, and a good defense by the Bears. 15 all here. 3:04 to go here in the second period. Bears hanging around.
And you've got
Pena's going to take three.
Got to give these Bears credit. I mean, they're the bottom of the district, and yet they're hanging right here with the Mules in second place.
And we're going to have an offensive foul on Rodriguez. Rodriguez says he moved into him, but who took that one?
Kyle Langmore stood there and took that on the back side of the basket. Officials just gave a warning to the head coach.
He just gave a technical.
And went past the warning.
And we're going to shoot two, and he's going to have to sit down the rest of the time. The other official tries to get him to sit down.
And he gave him ample warning. I mean, he was clear, like, look, I've heard enough. And he kept jawing and earned himself a T.
Well, you see, he has to sit down now.
I believe that's the first coach technical I've seen this season.
I haven't seen any. And now he'll sit at the end of the bench, and DeWitt hits the first one, and it'll be Mule's ball. It's the second one. I thought he hit two of them.
He did. It should be 17. There it is. Les Spradley down there running the scoreboard. He got him up there.
And a good job of officiating by the official. He called a technical. He went opposite the table. You want to get away from that coach. 2:46 to go.
It's a big possession for the Mules because they can turn it into 4 points here.
Into Bryzak and goes to the bank, and boom, he hits it.
Yeah, beautiful turnaround jumper off the glass. He could have gone in and laid that in. There was nobody behind him.
One of the Bears got tangled up and was on the floor. 19-15. Pass goes on the left side to Zavala, then to Pena. Pena makes a move, and it's stolen by DeWitt, but stolen back by Rodriguez, and then Pena puts it in. 19-17.
Pena continues to be aggressive.
This Pena kid is impressing me with how hard he's playing.
Yeah, he's working hard, isn't he, Coach?
It's his last game as a senior, and he doesn't want it to go away.
And Bryzak up with a shot, and he gets fouled by, I believe it's on Pena. And Pena will have to come out of the ball game for Mendez. How many fouls is that on Pena?
That's two on Pena. Rizak's at the line. He was 10 of 12 Friday night against Sam Houston. He was 8 of 10 in the fourth quarter, so he really hit him when it counted.
Wow. And he makes the first one. Usually when you say that, you jinx him.
Well, you know, if he can hear me from up here, he shouldn't be listening.
Hey, you don't have to hear.
I know.
It's just a vibe thing. I'm just kidding. And he hits two, so once again, you didn't jinx anybody.
Pena going to the bench could be really big in these last 2 minutes. He's kind of that glue guy, that energy guy for the Bears. He's out on the bench now. Let's see if they can overcompensate and still get some buckets on their end.
Calderon and Rodriguez takes a three. It's no good. Rebound to Brysek. It quickly out to Langmore. Langmore on the wing to Witt. He dribble drive and puts up a little jump shot, and it's good.
Nice high percentage shot by DeWitt off the glass there. Mules with their largest lead here, under a minute and a half.
23-17. Goes out to the left wing on to Calderon. He looks over to Mendez. Back to Rodriguez, covered there by DeWitt. Then Ghana takes a long shot. It's no good. DeWitt with the rebound. Quick outlet to Brysack. He dribbles towards the basket. Inside to Love, and he's going to be fouled. And it's going to be on Calderon.
That's Calderon's second.
Calderon's got a hitch in his get-along.
Yeah, I think he might have taken a shot to the kneecap there.
And Colby Love to shoot two. 0 for 3 so far, right?
Yes, sir.
And he's a 61% free throw shooter on the year, so that's unlike him to be 0 for 3 at this point.
He misses 0 for 4. All right, it's 23-17. 1 minute to go here in the first half. Pass goes over to Calderon on the right wing.
Mule stay with their man-to-man defense here. Final minute of the half.
And the Bears choose to try to perhaps go for the last shot.
I think the Bears would be ecstatic to go in down four. They're probably not going to be too upset to be going down six if they don't score.
Over to Zavala. Stolen there by Brysack, and he goes the length of the court for the layup. 21 seconds to go, 25-17. Edison didn't want that to happen.
No, that's a killer if you're the Golden Bears.
Good drive by Rodriguez. Offensive foul. And Brysack takes the offensive foul.
It's a good thing we don't have the circle rule in high school that they have in college, because he was way inside the underneath the basket area.
Well, Mules with 7 seconds here, Dave, and they got a legitimate shot to get a good shot off before the half and maybe have a 10-point lead going into the break.
Officials having a conference. And did that ball go in?
I don't think
it did. I think it may have, but I think it was the same situation we had while ago.
Well, that's the thing, though. If he lets it go clearly before he gets to the player, it could count. Because it was kind of a delayed call. I think that's what they're discussing. Oh, man, I've never seen that. They changed it. They changed it to a block.
Well, see, and I was confused when they called it, because this official closest to us called a block originally.
Yeah.
And then they started heading the other end. And so I don't know what happened. They must have overruled each other.
Well, I'll tell you at halftime what happened. But it's going to be during a commercial break.
Right.
And Rodriguez shooting, no good. Misses the one, first of the one-on-one, gets over to Langmore. And that'll end the quarter. That'll end the first half.
Hold on, the referee's saying hold on, this clock ran too long.
Perhaps we're going to put a couple of seconds back on the court, on the
They're going to put a half a second back on the clock.
Okay, well, you can score with a touch there. You don't have to score with a tip. It's more than 0.3. And Guerrero will check in for Rodriguez. They don't want to get a foul on him at the end of this half. Quick throw and a tip, and Brysack hits it, and it counts the bucket.
Wow, beautiful.
Wow. That's a lot of calls. 27-17. We'll be back in a moment for the halftime show presented by Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance. You're listening to High School Basketball, brought to you, presented by the John Wayne Service Company on the Texas Sports Productions.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word, it's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today, 293-6700.
License number TXCLA 1785C.
This is Bobby Stotzenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
When you choose a Lexus, you're choosing to experience luxury ownership. As a member of the North Park Lexus family, you'll have access to superior resort-style amenities and exceptional warranties, plus award-winning customer satisfaction. So why settle for less than a Lexus? Experience Lexus the North Park way. A J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience and a proud member of the Kaleg Auto Group. I-10 at Dominion Drive or online at NorthParkLexus@Dominion.com. For J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence information, visit jdpower.com/DOE.
Welcome back to the University of Incarnate Word. Beautiful gymnasium here.
It really is nice. It's a nice venue, and it's great that the Mules have a place this close to their home that they can use this season while they're getting a new gym built. So, and look, great crowd, too. I think part of it, obviously, is because it's senior night, but part of it's because it's so close by. I think this is our best crowd of the season.
Could be. You know, one of the things that I noticed at the All-Star game in at the University of Oregon, they have trees on the court. Well, we've got the skyline of the Alamo City. We've got the Hemisphere Tower. We've got the Frost Tower even
the
made
new Frost
it.
Tower. Yeah, no, it's a cool court design.
And the Alamo Dome.
Yeah.
The old NBC building.
Well, you know, Incarnate Word has made a commitment to their athletics programs, and they're playing, I mean, in football, they're playing major Division I opponents each year in non-conference, and, you know, basketball, they've obviously committed some resources, so it's going to be interesting to see over the coming, say, decade how these programs continue to advance here at Incarnate Word. Really interesting wrap-up to the first half, Dave. I mean, I was just making a note here. The Mules had a steal that resulted in a bucket. They had the tip in at the buzzer that resulted in a bucket, and the Golden Bears missed the front end of a 1-1 down here with about 3 seconds left. That's a 6-point swing. You could have a 4-point ball game right now. Instead, you've got a 10-point ball game. The Mules basically flipped it and went from 4-10 in like a matter of, I don't know, less than 30 seconds.
Right. Well, Danny, you want to go through the stats for the first half?
Yeah, first for the Golden Bears in the second quarter, they were 3 of 9 from the floor, 0 of 4 from three-point land, to give them a first-half shooting percentage of 33%, and overall an 18% from the three-point line. They were 2 for 11. They were only 1 of 3 from the free-throw line. For the Mules, in the second quarter, they were 6 of 8 from the field, which is huge. They were 1 of 2 from the three-point line and then 4 of 8 from the free-throw line. For the half, they ended up shooting 55%, 10 of 18 from the floor, 1 of 3, 33% from the three-point land, and then 6 of 10 from the free throw line for a 60% there. The Golden Bears are led by Roman Rodriguez. He had 8 points. All of those came in the first quarter. I thought that was kind of an interesting stat for him. He kind of cooled down a little bit. Isaiah Pena had 7, and then Alexis Calderon had the other 2 points for the Bears. For the Mules, they were led by Jeb Brysack, who had 13. He had 11 there in the second quarter to provide the bulk of the scoring. Charlie DeWitt has 8. He was 4 for 4 from the free throw line to help him along there. And then Braden Jakeley has two, and Kobe Love has two to round out the scoring for the Mules.
Now, give us a quick synopsis of that first half, Coach Borch.
I think it was kind of predictable with the way the game started. It was late starting, and the guys were kind of walking around. We had a different starting lineup, and I think it just took them a little bit to get into the game. Not that they were playing bad or they were not hustling, but they weren't in their rhythm, and I thought Edison came out with a lot of energy, especially the Pena kid and also the Rodriguez kid. They were both just really playing hard, and finally the Mules' talent caught up, and they got a little rhythm on offense, got scoring a little bit, and as a result ended up with a 10-point lead.
You know, and hats off to Coach Martin Cardenas. You got a team that's had a tough season. I mean, you've got a record, and if we'll pull up their record of...
They're 7-23 on the season and 2-13 in district.
And they're still playing hard.
Yes. You cannot fault their effort in any case. I mean, they're down here getting 2-3 rebounds against a much taller Mules team, and they're just out hustling them to the ball on that end of the floor, and it cost the Mules a couple of times early.
Mark, thoughts?
Yeah, I think the Golden Bears are going to go as their seniors go. Roman Rodriguez and Isaiah Pena, those guys average combined almost 30 points a game. And we've seen both of them have an impact early on, Pena especially. He's going to come back here in the third quarter, and the foul trouble won't be as big of an issue as long as he doesn't pick up an early third foul. And Alamo Heights is going to have to match that intensity on the interior. They're going to keep feeding him. And then Rodriguez, you know, he gets a couple of more of those threes to go down, and they're going to be right here in this game. So I think Alamo Heights really, really benefited, like I said, from extending that lead to 10 points here going into the third. They've got a bit of a cushion, but they can't rest on their laurels. This team's here to fight and to scrap. And as you said earlier, Dave, they've got some seniors that don't want to go out with a loss on the Edison side. And so I think this is actually going to be a fairly competitive game all the way to the end. Mules won by 19 points last time they played. I don't see that being the outcome this time, but maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised.
Well, you know, anytime you have a parents' night or something that's unusual, sometimes homecoming, any of that can throw a team off. Anyway, those were the keys to victory brought to you by the North Park Lexus. And we'll be back in a moment on the halftime show presented by Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance. You're listening to High School Basketball presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
Mission is so important. Nothing is more appreciated by employees, athletes, teammates, and coaches than recognition of their contributions and hard work. Awards Mart features recognition items of all types, including trophies, plaques, clocks, watches, belt buckles, corporate award jewelry, and crystal and glass items. Awards Mart will beat the competition in pricing and quality. Awards Mart at 4831 Whirlwind Drive between Starlight Terrace and the I-35 and 410 Interchange. Call 655-4848. Awards Mart.
Daniel the Deer danced everywhere. He pranced through fields and jigged through rivers. Then he saw it. What a stage! A place no deer had dared dance before. The hood of a brand new car.
Hey, my car!
And the car was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Deer Dance Floor, December 1st, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable. John Wayne's American Pride Comfort Systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today, 293-6700.
License number TACLA 1785C.
Thank you for listening, Doc.
The University of Incarnate Word, the score is 27-17, favor of the Mules. And Oppenheiser and Company, John Hanna. I tell you what, they take care of our apartments, the insurance for that, Mark, and they just do a super job. And John Hanna is a member of the Mule team and a great guy. spent a lot of time at the middle school as one of our coaches. So let's try to give him some business. All right, we're back. And we're ready to start the second half. About 49 seconds to go. And one official decided to stay on the other side of the court, and I think that's good. He was the referee in the ball game, so he is in proper position.
I don't even see the third one. He may have.
They came, there he is. They came out of the locker room, and now he's back out.
Yes.
Well, Isaiah Pena is going to be back out here for the Golden Bears to begin the third quarter, and he's someone, like I said, that let's keep an eye on him. He's really been a force for them so far, averaging 15 points per game for the Golden Bears.
Yes. All right, the Golden Bears to inbound. And this is a high school game going on in a college gym. And it's just a little bit of problems.
And all right. Clock reset there.
Yeah.
He hadn't moved it to the third quarter yet either, but I'm not going to holler at him too much.
Oh.
He'll get it. Les is pretty good.
Oh, it's Les Spradley down there.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. He is the guy that takes care of us with all the food at the football games. Shot up. And Jakely with the rebound. Pass off. Jakely goes to the dribble drive. Off the and rebounded by DeWitt. Picked up. Jakely with a shot. That's a three-pointer.
Is that their first three of the game, Coach?
That's their second three.
Second. All right.
Yeah, Brysack hit one early in the first half. Rodriguez with the ball. Scores 30-17.
They're only 2-for-4 from three-point land, which is kind of odd for the Mules. They usually shoot a few more than that.
And the Bears take it out front to Byers. Out to Pena. Pena makes a move on Love. And no foul called. Out to Jakely. Over to Colby Love up to the top. Down to Voss. Over to Brysack as they move the ball around to the high post on Love. He turns and shoots a nice jump shot from the top of the key.
Well, he turned and shot that right in the face of Pena, and Pena really didn't challenge the shot. So Mules pushed the lead here, and timeout for the Golden Bears.
All right. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball. Score is 32-17, favor of the Mules.
Hi, I'm Dave Parker, and I'm thrilled to announce the opening at Parker Plaza in 09. My son Clint and I have been a part of the Elm Heights community for a long time and are happy to bring luxury apartments to the area at the gates of Fort Sam Houston. They are spacious and fit the high standards expected in Terrell Hills and Alamo Heights. Please call 210-602-3784 for more information or visit our website at parkerplazain09.com.
Welcome back to the University of Incarnate Word. But it's not college basketball. It's high school basketball.
That's right, Dave. And good high school basketball. Mules have a 32-17 lead here, and they need to just maintain this now, and they're going to wrap up their season in second place.
All right, outside to Pena, covered there by Colby Love. Wasn't there a comedian? And Pena... and a shot from the outside by Lazarus Zavala.
Bears needed that one.
Quickly back up. Jakely to take a three. No good. Rebound to Voss. Inside to Love. He shoots it. No good. Looks like he might have been fouled. And Rodriguez with it out front. He drives to the bucket, and a foul is called on Love.
That's his first.
Got him with the body that time. He's lucky that ball didn't go in and give him a three-point opportunity.
They're going to shoot two here. First one's no good.
Well, and if you're Edison, you've got to make your free throws to have a shot in this game. You're down 12, 5 minutes to go in the third, and you've got to get these freebies.
32-20. Shot is up and no good. Rebound off to Brysack. He passes over to DeWitt. Brings it up court. Back over to Brysack under the top of the key to Glove. And Pena hits it, but Brysack gets it, shoots it, and it gets a shooter's roll. And it goes in the bucket. Calderon preparing to come on. Coach from Edison's going to get some rest because he has to sit on the bench the whole game, the rest of the game, since he got a technical.
Is it an automatic second tee if he stands up?
Well, it's not automatic, and good defense by DeWitt, but it's almost stolen, and it's going to be off of Brysack. It's not an automatic tee if he stands up, but it's a pretty good chance.
Yeah.
and the second tee, you're out of the ball game, and you're reported to the UIL. So
you don't want to do that.
We do not want to see that.
Yeah.
And I think, Dave, you can talk to that. The officials are aware of that situation, too, and they don't want to see it either.
I have refereed 40 years, and I will tell you how many coaches I've thrown out of a ball game. That would be zero.
Wow.
I've thrown out two kids. One of them was an Alamo Heights kid, but that was a fight. He kicked somebody.
That foul was an illegal screen on Roman Rodriguez. Mules get the ball back.
All right, 4:39 to go. Another one was a girl from McCollum, and I remember them vividly.
Also a fight?
Also a fight. You get one of those, you don't really have any choice.
Yep.
And it was back in Coach Bogus's era. And a jump ball is called. No, we're going to have a foul called on Calderon.
Yeah, they could get him with a hold there. Mules to inbound under their own bucket.
And Jakely takes it a two. And that's going to be out of bounds off of that's one of those deals where you give the ball. There was probably a foul. You just give them the ball.
Yeah.
And end of the game for DeWitt is going to be Donovan Phillips. DeWitt gets a rest. I believe that's his first rest of the ball game. Perhaps maybe his second.
Besides not starting.
He didn't start, yeah.
He usually doesn't come off the floor very much.
And Pena with the ball. Off to Byers. Out to Zavala. And a screen by Calderon and a twisting move. And the call fouled on Love. He wasn't even near the player.
Yeah, he was the one that he spun off of Voss and kind of spun into Kobe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Kobe just couldn't get out of the way.
The boss asking for the elbow there and talking to the ref right now, who's explaining that's not how I saw it.
Pena makes the first one. Pena's got that little spin move that he's just like a bull in a china shop. He's going to go to the basket one way or the other.
Well, and he's strong enough. He can fight through those little hand checks in the air and get the ball up still. And that's why you got to, if you're going to foul the guy, you've got to really.
Got to earn it.
Yeah, because he's going to get the shot off.
Langmore in for Voss. For the Mules, 34-22, 3:45 to go here in the third period. Oh, and Jakely with a dribble drive and a layup. That was a quick first step.
Yeah, nice job. Kept the ball up high above the defenders and just laid it in, kind of finger rolled it off the glass.
And that makes the score 36-22. Out to Rodriguez, the leading scorer for the Bears. Covered there by Langmore. Back out to Zavala in the front and to Byers.
Mules in a man-to-man defense.
To Pena. Pena is out front.
There's his spin move again.
And he lost control of it. And it's out of bounds. Heights ball. Jakely quickly back up the court, covered by Rodriguez. Pass outside to Donovan Phillips, who takes a three, and boom, nothing but net. Hits a three, 39-22.
Beautiful shot that time. That's the kind of play that I think is going to help them in the playoffs. If those shots are falling, it's hard to defend when you collapse on the penetrator and then they kick it out to the open three-point shooter.
Yeah, and you're shooting 60%, 3-for-5 now, I believe, of Coach Porchell.
I'll verify. They're 2-for-3 this quarter, so they're 3-for-6 for the game.
3-for-6, 50%.
Jakely does it again. He penetrates through the defenders and scoops it off the backboard in for two. And we blink, and the Mules are up by 19 points.
All right. You're listening to High School Basketball, presented by John Wayne Service Company on the Texas Sports Productions.
Reputation, it defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 5,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. John Wayne Service Company. Our reputation is in every truck. 293-6700.
License number THCLA-1785C.
This is Bobby Stotzenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
Welcome back to the University of Incarnate Word. The Golden Bears trail the Mules by a score of 41-22, and I'm told by Mark Supase that's 19 points, but at Texas Tech, that's too many fingers.
That's right, Dave. We got to take your shoes off to count that high.
Hope we don't score another basket.
Yeah.
All right, out to Pena, over to Calderon on the wing, left wing to Rodriguez. He thought about taking a three, but changes his mind. Over to Pena. Pena goes toward the basket, and he gets a layup. And Bryce Heck was thinking about taking a charge, but Pena's a pretty big boy.
Yeah, he's kind of like a running back pounding the rock. After a while, it wears you down.
Pass over to Colby Love. He takes a jump shot, and he's hot.
That's two now for Love from the free throw line over Pena. Pena's going to have to get in his face to defend that.
43-24. Oh, and Rodriguez with a Harlem Globetrotter dribbled it off the ground. And Pena once again going to the bucket, but he twisted his ankle. So he's got a hitch in his get-along. Jakely quickly back up the court over to Colby. MC takes a shot, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Edison. You know, one of the things as an official that you have to be real careful in a ball game like this is that seniors will get frustrated when it's their last ball game. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful and stay in a ball game, even if it's a runaway. I'll be calling the Judson versus Clemens game tomorrow night, and that's one of the things that we'll talk about in the pregame.
Yeah.
Jakely to the bucket. Whoa, Jakely's hot. How many points in this quarter?
That's 9 in this quarter for Jakely.
Well, and it's 6 of those have been right at the rack, so he's really doing a great job penetrating.
Rodriguez, boom, nothing but net.
He answers with the 3.
Long pass down court, knocked out of bounds by Rodriguez.
We saw at the end of the second quarter that kind of six-point differential that enabled the Mules to extend their lead to 10. They're up 16 right now. Let's see if they can close out strong here or if Edison maybe makes a little bit of a move. And there's a steal by Edison.
Yeah, officials trying to change up their calling just a tad bit, letting a little bit more go. And end of the ball game will be Anthus when he gets a chance. Harrison Anthus, a senior. Pena with the ball. And that's a nice shot by Rodriguez. You know, you talk about those three three-point lines out here. That is difficult as an official to figure out which one.
Yeah, you've got to quickly look down and make sure you're tracking what game you're officiating.
All right, Jakely takes a three-pointer, and it's no good. Rodriguez with a long shot at the end of the quarter, and that'll end it all, 45-32 at the end of three. You're listening to High School Basketball presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
I'm here at the year's hottest stag pool party.
Put your antlers up!
Where? Some poor guy's backyard. These stags are bringing down the house. Seriously, deer are ripping holes in the pool cover. They're trampling patio furniture. And all the damage was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Stag Pool Party, October 27th, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000. Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
The most important team member isn't always playing in the game. Sometimes they hold a clipboard on the sideline. A good coach doesn't just call plays. They instill confidence in the individual and help the team overcome adversity. At Frost, we believe that good coaching in your financial life can accomplish the same thing. After all, if we believe in you and you believe in you, anything is possible. Frost. Opt for optimism.
Welcome back to the University of Incarnate Word. 45-32, the Mules 10 bound. Mules lead.
Alamo Heights extended their lead from 10 to 13 in that quarter. And Edison's going to have to quickly cut into this lead to have any chance here, I think, at the end.
And as they say, when you've got them down, you got to stomp on them.
That's right.
Inside to Langmore. Now DeWitt to take a three. It's no good. Rodriguez with a rebound for the Bears. And nice pass off to Pena, and he gets fouled, and he's going to put it in.
Well, again, we see that aggressiveness and the size, the physicality of Pena down low. He got everybody up in the air, went up, powered right through the contact. Got the bucket a chance to cut this back to a 10-point lead.
Who'd they call it on, Coach Moore?
They called it on DeWitt, and that's his second. Only the third team foul of the half.
Pena to shoot one and get the old-fashioned three-point play, and he does. Pena's been impressive in this ballgame.
He's 4-for-5 from the free throw line.
What's his point total so far, Coach?
16.
Bryzak with a shot off, goes to the board, goes to the bank, and puts it in. Bryzak with two.
That's a tough shot. He was sort of spinning towards baseline, and while he was moving, let it go. Nice touch off the glass. Back to a 12-point lead.
47-35. Over to Calderon on the right wing. And Coach Brewer shouting instructions. Good defense by the Mules. They're doing a good job switching. And the man-to-man defense. And out to Pena in the front. He makes a move to the bucket, packs it over to Calderon. Calderon with a hook shot. Nice shot.
Nice shot. Nice pass by Pena. Back to a 10-point game, 6:36 here in the fourth.
Jakely dribbling up on the left wing. And he's going to get fouled, and the basket's going to count.
Foul before the shots.
Oh, man. He called it before the shot.
That's 14, Matthew
Guerrero. That's Guerrero's third. And the team third.
Heights ball.
Pass inbounds to Voss. Over to DeWitt. DeWitt over into Langmore on the left wing. Now, oh, and Bryzak goes between two Bears, and the foul's going to be called on Calderon. That should be four on Calderon.
That's four on him.
Bryzak gets a chance to complete the 3-point play.
Nice move there by Bryzak. Just kind of split the defenders and was able to go to their basket with determination that time.
Mules with determination.
Determination.
And he hits the three-point play.
And he's up to 20 points for the night.
Out to Pena in the front.
And no quitting these Bears. They're still fighting hard. Rodriguez takes a long three and finds nothing but air.
That was an NBA three. We needed a fourth line for that one.
Yeah, not the shot that the Bears wanted that time, down 13.
And Jakely into Voss at the high post. Jakely goes to the bucket. Passes back over to DeWitt in the right corner. Boom, nothing but net. 3-point. 53-37.
Bears have kind of gotten away from the pick and roll to Pena here in the last couple of possessions. Let's see if they go back to it here to try to get an easy bucket.
And Pena, the top of the key. And over to Byers on the left wing. Out to Rodriguez, to Guerrero. And Guerrero just rams into Voss, no call. Mule's playing a great deal of defense here, Coach.
Yeah, they're just staying in front of them, staying between, making them shoot the long ones. And, of course, Pena drops in a three, just as we say it.
And Pena hits a three, 53-40. You're listening to High School Basketball, presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
T-shirts for your club? You need custom uniforms for your sports teams? Call Branded Tees at 210-532-4212. From political t-shirts, bumper stickers, banners, and signs, to youth sporting uniforms for football, basketball, baseball, softball, and soccer, Branded Tees is your choice. With Branded Tees, you get free estimates, no hidden or extra charges, and even design assistance. Stop by Branded Tees at 1720 South Podesta Street or call them at 210-532-4212. Also, check them out online at brandedts.com.
When you choose a Lexus, you're choosing to experience luxury ownership. As a member of the North Park Lexus family, you'll have access to superior resort-style amenities and exceptional warranties, plus award-winning customer satisfaction. So why settle for less than a Lexus? Experience Lexus the North Park way. A J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience and a proud member of the Kaleg Auto Group. I-10 at Dominion Drive or online at northparklexus@dominion.com. For J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence information, visit jdpower.com/DOE.
Welcome back to the University of Incarnate Word campus and the gym here. Beautiful facility.
There's also the campus where the Mules are, sounds like, likely to be playing their home football games this coming season.
Well, all three of us will be there. That's Danny, right? Will be on the camera. You'll be on the microphone.
Yep.
And I'll be in the booth. Pass inside to Brysack. He takes a shot. Brysack's hot.
Nice cut to the bucket that time, beating the defenders for the easy layup. Mules really making high percentage shots here, and Edison has no answer on the defensive end right now.
55-40. Nice move by Rodriguez with the reverse.
Little scoop shot with reverse. Went from the right hand to the left hand that time for the layup.
Pass into Donovan Phillips. He's covered there by Byers. 3:51 to go in this contest. Moved by Anthus. Get in the bucket. Oh, and there's going to be a foul called. Anthus is going to have an opportunity to score.
Well, you like to see that. You like to see the senior that doesn't get to see a ton of playing time get out there and get some points for his team here.
Anthus averaging 1.5 in the season.
Foul was called on Calderon, and that's his fifth.
Calderon is smiling as he goes out of the ball game.
Calderon is a sophomore, so he'll be back for those Golden Bears.
Anthus has attempted 8 free throws this season. He's made 5 of them for a 63% shooting percentage.
Awesome. And Lazarus comes in. Lazarus Zavala comes into the ball game. Anthus shoots, and he misses. Anthus with a second of two, and it's no good either. Rebound Rodriguez.
Rodriguez and Pena have 35 of the Bears' 42 so far.
Out front is Byers over to Guerrero. And that called on Donovan Phillips. Donovan Phillips says, hey, I had nothing but ball.
Yeah, he knocked that. He blocked it from behind out of bounds, and I think it was pretty clean.
So going to the line is Matthew Guerrero, 3.9 points on the year. He's a senior, one of the few seniors on this squad. There's only three seniors on this Edison squad. And Jakely will come back into the ball game for Voss. It's one thing about the parts on the Alamo Heights team. They're all interchangeable, Danny.
Yeah, we don't really have a designated post player. They can all move in there and rotate and play that high post. They can all step outside.
Oh, and Anthus gets fouled, and he puts it in.
Harrison Anthus.
Great job that time. Anthus got up in the air, kind of hung there for a moment, took the foul, put the ball in off the backboard, and a chance to go earn a three-point play here for his team.
Yeah, and his first name is Harrison. That was my father and my brother's middle name, Harrison.
Really?
No good on the free throw. Pena's bringing it up court. Pena's not messing around. Throws it inside, and it's knocked out of bounds by the Mules.
Yeah. Good hustle by Anthus there to recover on the backside.
And I'll tell you what, this kid Pena is a sophomore. Man. No, he's not a sophomore. He's a senior.
That's the other Pena.
It's the other Pena. This is Isaiah Pena. He's playing in his last ball game. If he goes to college, he's going to be a great intramural player.
Under 3 minutes now. Mules with a 13-point lead.
And Jakely on the left wing. Right wing, excuse me. Back over to DeWitt. 2:38 to go. And a foul is going to be called on Pena. Pena is just going to shoot on the wrong basket.
He made it.
He made it.
That's Pena's third. Phillips will go to the line to shoot the bonus.
Anthus with some applause from the Alamo Heights crowd as he checks out here on senior night.
And Voss comes back in. And Payne is just out. He thinks he's on the playground. He puts the ball back in. And Donovan Phillips hit both ends of the one-on-one. 2:28 and counting, 59-44.
Mules are going to wrap up the regular season having won 8 of their final 9 games. And with a good bit of momentum heading into the playoffs next week.
And the fat lady has already got her music, and she's doing her Figaro's. Figaro, Figaro.
If she sounds better than you, but.
Yeah.
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 Oh.
Ooh, that hurt.
Matthew Guerrero.
Matthew Guerrero's just tossed in one for the Bears.
Steal by Pena. Oh, and he carried it.
He carried it about 3 steps.
Oh, a nice pass off. No good. And Pena just giving it all out. This is his last ball game. And they're going to call an offensive foul, and that's going to be his last foul.
That's his 4th.
Oh, it's his 4th. Excuse me. And back into the ball game is for the Mules will be Barrett Miller.
Barrett Miller. I'm going to tell you, guys, teams are better if they've got guys like Barrett Miller on. He doesn't play much, but he's the first guy to greet the guys coming off the court, and he's the first guy to be up on the timeout. He's always there and great supporter.
And at practice, never missed a practice.
That's right. He makes the team better.
Barrett with the ball. They're trying to get him the ball. Oh, and Jakely. Jakely.
Braden Jakely. Time out on the court.
And they're going to call timeout. I think he wants to get some subs in. We'll keep it here and talk about Offenheiser and Company. Offenheiser and Company is your insurance specialist. Give John Hanna a call. Just go down and see them at on Broadway. And don't forget, order up.
Well, it's one of my favorite places, if you haven't noticed. I mean, if I keep talking about them, I'm going to gain weight just talking about them because their food is so good, delicious, fresh from scratch, made pizzas, baked fresh to order. They've got hamburgers. They grind their own beef right there in the restaurant, and everything's made fresh to order. Delicious tacos, milkshakes, fresh baked chocolate chip cookies. Order Up's a great place to take the family or just head over there for maybe a business lunch right there at the Lincoln Heights Shopping Center. Order Up.
Then go over to Stein Martin.
Get
something on clearance.
That's right.
Rodriguez with the ball. And back to Pena. Pena grabs it, and he's going to shoot it. And he's going to get fouled by Voss. But Voss is going to take the worst part of it, Coach Porter.
That hurt Voss a whole lot more than it hurt Pena, I can guarantee.
And he got the foul. It's just not fair.
No.
But you know what Mama said. Mama said life's not fair.
That's right.
Pena's 4-for-5 from the free throw line so far tonight. Sitting at 19 points. He can go over the 20-point mark here.
You jinxed him.
Well.
What's your fault?
You know, if he's listening to me, we got more trouble than shooting free throws.
It's always said, you know, if there's a no-hitter, you can't say there's a no-hitter. Bobby Stotzenberger said that at Alamo Heights game once, and immediately somebody got a hit. Milo Langmore into the ball game.
I was watching Nolan Ryan pitch a no-hitter against the Angels one night. I ran down to the concession stand and bought a little camera so I could take a picture of it when it was over.
Uh-huh.
Dave Winfield got a base hit as soon as I got to my seat.
So I guess it was your fault.
It was my fault for buying the camera.
Oh, and there's a shot. Goes up by Barrett. A three-pointer. Miller.
The crowd is going nuts.
They've got a picture of Barrett Miller up in the stands.
And he's going nuts, too.
And Pena answers
and
with a three.
Pena hits it. That's what you got to love about high school basketball. And, and Barrett Miller gets his foul. He gets the worst part of it, too.
He wanted to get a few more stats in the final box score.
That's the 16th foul on the Mules. 17 seconds left.
In the regular season for the Alamo Heights Mules, we'll probably have an interview with Coach Brewer, and he'll bring somebody up. I'm not sure who. And Pena takes a shot. It's not
going to bring Pena up.
And they have to call a foul there. He didn't want to.
0.4 seconds to go here.
He did not want to call a foul. It's one of those things where you got to.
Yeah, he was giving him a bear hug, actually, as it were.
A golden bear hug.
Yeah, that's right. Anthus will.
I knew that was coming.
Have a chance to get off the Schneid here on the free throw line.
Off the what?
The Schneid.
What is that?
He hadn't hit anything until just then. See, I said it. I'm a good luck charm. Danny jinxes people. I say things like Schneid, and people start scoring out of their minds.
Oh.
The final score, Alamo Heights Mules, 65, the Anderson Golden Bears, 50. How about some love for both these teams to play in their hearts out? Give it up. They deserve it.
All right. Final score is 65-50. We'll be back in a moment on the Pick and Pull postgame show. Here from the University of Incarnate Word. You're listening to High School Basketball, presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Production.
Gold is home with the lowest first price. We even match competitors' gimmicky discounts. But what good is a discount if they don't have the parts you need? Pick and Pull has the largest inventory in South Texas. Thousands more parts cars, millions more car parts than others. Need extra cash to pay bills? Pick and Pull will buy your old car for cash, running or not, and will pick it up for free. We buy more because we pay more. Go to pickandpullsa.com for more info. Pick and Pull, the parts you need at a price you can afford.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word, it's our foundation.
From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today. 293-6700.
License number TXCLA-1785C.
This is Bobby Stotzenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
Welcome back to the University of Incarnate Word. Final score here was 65-50 in favor of the Alamo Heights Mules over the Edison Golden Bears. Coach Porch will be telling us about the final statistics here momentarily, and we'll see if Coach Brewer is going to come up with one of the players. Final thoughts, Mark?
Well, nice win to wrap up the regular season for Alamo Heights. As I mentioned, they've finished the season winning 8 of their final 9. Playoffs on the horizon next week. We don't know yet their opponent. We think it's going to be, what, either Southwest or Somerset.
Correct.
And we think it's going to be Tuesday. We'll have the broadcast either way once we find that out. But nice win. Nice way to go out on senior night. He got everybody involved. We saw some of the role players hit some big buckets. So a feel-good win for the team, but also one that I think enabled them to maintain their momentum.
Yeah, and we'll be getting, look on the internet. We always put something on Facebook. And also just go to Texas Sports Productions. As soon as we know what that playoff game is, we will put it on the website and try to get that there.
Now, as the number two team, and I don't know this, as the number two team, do the Mules get to host it either here or at AAC, or is it a completely neutral site, or how does that work?
I believe that there is no – it's a they'll flip for neutral or home and home. Yeah, or
it's either an agreed upon or they can flip home and home.
Yeah. All right, Coach Porch, are you ready? He's not ready.
Not quite. I'm not as fast as the great one.
And not as fast as the Hall of Famer. David Klaus, if you're listening in, we miss you.
We do. Hope you're feeling better, and hope to see you back here soon.
And I apologize for the static. There's something going on with my computer. If I put the power plug in, it gives me problems, so we're just going to have to live with that, because if we don't put it in, we aren't going to have any power.
That's right.
So,
Mules with the 15-point win tonight. A tighter game than the first time these two teams played, but still a game that really was never in doubt by the time they got to halftime. And that's with spotting Edison a 5-point lead early on, to get your seniors in there tonight. So, pretty dominating performance by Alamo Heights tonight.
It truly was a very dominating performance. And we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back and let Danny Porch. So Coach Brewer is going to come up and have a quick interview. And let's go ahead and bring him up. And it's... go over the stats quickly, Danny.
Okay, real quick, for Edison, they shot 18 of 41 from the field tonight for a 43.9%, 7 of 21 behind the line for a 33%, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. For the Mules, they were 25 of 42 for a 59.5% from the field, 5 of 13 from three-point land for 38.4, 10 of 18 from the free throw line for 55.5. Leading scorers for Edison, leading all scorers, Isaiah Pena with 23, Raymond Rodriguez with 16, Calderon and Guerrero each had 4, and Zavala had 3. For the Mules, they were led by Jeb Bryzak's 22, Brayton Jakely had 13, 11 of those coming in the second half, Charlie DeWitt 11, Kobe Love chipped in 6, where Donovan Phillips had 5, Harrison Anthus had 3, the great one, Barrett Miller, had 3, and Weston Voss had 2 for the Mules to round out their scoring.
All right. Good job, Coach Porch. All right. We have a very special guest, Andrew Brewer, the Alamo Heights Mules. Coach, good ball game.
Well, I was pleased with our defense has gotten a lot better. We're shooting the ball a little bit better. I was proud of the way we're talking on defense. So, all around, pretty good effort. I haven't seen the book or the stats or anything yet, but it was nice to get that done, get it out of the way, and now we can focus on the next one.
Southwest or Somerset, what day next week?
Flip a coin, probably. I'd like to play as soon as possible. Since it's Monday today, I'll probably flip to hopefully play Monday if we can. I'd like that, just so there's one less of day of a layoff.
Okay.
But Monday or Tuesday against Sound, every indication is at Somerset. So we saw them, but God, it seems like 100 years ago. We played them in November, like the third game of the year. And we handled them, but it was, if memory serves, it was a tough game down the stretch. They got a score. They got some size, so it'll be a good test for us.
Okay. You picked the player of the game today.
If I had to pick the player of the game today, I'm going to go Barrett Miller. I mean, he is everything you want in a player. He was one of the best players in our program as a freshman. He suffered a back injury as a sophomore and just never made up that time. But he is an extraordinary leader for us. I think he's played in half of our games. But he accepted his role. He doesn't play very much. But he is a great teammate. He's a supporter. He works hard in practice. He's always the first or second guy in the gym every day. Like Jeb, and then it's Weston or Barrett every day in the gym, cheerful. Hey, coach, I got an idea. Can we do this? Can we do that? What if we did this in this play?
Funny thing, Coach Brewer, when he checked in this last time, I said the exact same thing. I said, Barrett Miller makes your team better. He doesn't play that much.
No.
I said, but he's the first one to greet the guys coming off the court, he makes us better.
We've all been around teams that when it gets to February and hopefully March and they haven't played in a game in 3 weeks, they can turn sour really quickly, which makes it really hard on a coach if you're going to allow – a 12th or 13th guy on your roster. But he's been a joy to coach. And I can't remember a time when he frustrated me or I had to fuss at him or anything. Well, you can see that. When he buries that three tonight, everybody, the whole gym goes nuts. And all of his teammates go nuts. Okay? So that's all you need to know about Barrett.
All right, Coach.
Proud of him.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great victory, and we look forward to next week. Tell us as soon as you know. All right. We're going to take one quick break, then we're going to come back and wrap it up here on the Pick and Pull Post Game Show. You're listening to High School Basketball, where the Alamo Heights Mules won 65-50 on Texas Sports Productions.
Every 2 minutes in the U.S., someone is injured in a drunk driving crash.
Okay, so I'm going to bring it back.
All traffic deaths
in
the U.S. are caused by drunk
drivers. Y'all share your thoughts.
If you were hurt in a drunk driving accident, an experienced attorney can help you assess the damage and help recover maximum compensation for your injuries. Thomas J. Henry has significant experience in handling auto accident cases involving impaired or drunk drivers. Call now. 210-656-1000. San Antonio and Corpus Christi, Texas.
Daniel the Deer danced everywhere. He pranced through fields and jigged through rivers. Then he saw it. What a stage! A place no deer had dared dance before. The hood of a brand new car.
Hey, my car!
And the car was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Deer Dance Floor, December 1st, 2014. Talk to a Farmers agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
Welcome back, 65-50, favor of the Mules here from the University of Incarnate Word. Final thoughts, Mark Supase.
Well, I love playoff basketball time, and we've arrived there now. The regular season, remarkably, is now behind us, and we got playoff basketball to look forward to. So I'm excited. I think this team could really be an interesting playoff team, and it's going to be fun to see what they do next week against, sounds like, Somerset. So I'm excited.
Danny?
I agree wholeheartedly. The experience we have and the balance that we have as a team, that can take you a long way in the playoffs, and we'll just roll it out there next week and see what happens.
And there we go. All right, for Mark Supase and Coach Danny Porch And for the Hall of Famer, who we're missing, David Klaus, the final score here was 65-50. That concludes the Pick and Pull post-game show. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to High School Basketball, presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions. This broadcast has been brought to you by John Wayne Service Company, Frost Bank, North Park Lexus, Thomas J. Henry Injury Attorneys, Kalig Automotive Group, Sports Medicine Associates, Mission Open Air Market, Alamo Colleges District, Pick and Pull, Branded Tees, Awards Mart, and by Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance. Also by these Alamo Heights supporters, Parker Plaza, Order Up Pizza, and Offenheiser Insurance. For an archive of this broadcast, log on to TexasSportsProductions.com, Texas's leader in play-by-play sports coverage. The executive producer of High School Basketball on TexasSportsProductions.com is Bobby Stotzenberger.